Architects and engineers for 911 Truth have made the crucial and informed point that it was impossible for a plane hitting the top of the towers of the World Trade Center to bring down the entire edifices, but have proved, rather, that successive explosions occurred on various floors below. The following clip, produced by American Patriot on the LiveLink website, illustrates the most convincing analysis of these successive explosions as one's eye moves from the top of the tower to an ongoing continuum of explosions on successive stories below. American Patriot quotes Scott Forbes, who worked as a data administrator on the 97th floor of the South Tower, that power was switched off for 36 hours the weekend prior to the 911 takedown, an unprecedented and first-time event. Drawing the conclusion that interior demolition devices were obviously installed prior to the attack, the conjecture that the 911 tragedy was planned, engineered, and executed by Zionist interests is gaining greater currency, even among such notables as Dr. Alan Sabrowski, former professor of the U.S. Army College.
It is 100% certain that 9/11 was a Mossad operation, period.
In his landmark article, Treason, Betrayal, and Deceit, 9/11 and Beyond, Dr. Sabrowski concludes that only the Israeli intelligence agency, the Mossad, had the expertise, assets, the access, and the political protection to execute 9/11 in the air and on the ground. Using the who benefits principle, Sabrowski points out that the Mossad's incentive dovetailed perfectly with the Jewish neocons program for a catalytic event to mobilize the American public for their Zionist wars using American military power to destroy Jewry's enemies abroad, and I add to create a police state at home to stifle any criticism of Jewry's activities and agenda. Sabrowski also observes that the Jewish-owned mainstream media is more interested in publicizing Sarah Palin's wardrobe than presenting the overwhelming dissenting views challenging the official 9/11 narrative from experts in various disciplines, whether architects, engineers, scientists, scholars, pilots, or firemen. In a subsequent article, Israel's Hidden Faces, Dr. Sabrowski presents circumstantial evidence that links 9/11 to the Mossad and its Judaic agents in America. The most striking points of Dr. Sabrowski's expose and my own research are, 1. The controlled demolition of Tower 7, upon which no plane hit, when Larry Silverstein, Jewish owner of the World Trade Center, ordered the tower taken down hours later with the words, "Pull it," proves that if one building was wired for controlled demolition, then all three were as well. 2. The company providing security to the World Trade Center, Kroll Associates, was apparently operated by Zionists. 3. The owners and operators of Kroll Associates and their immediate relatives were absent, save one Gentile new employee the morning of 9/11, and only 3 out of 4,000 Israelis working at the towers were at their jobs and died in the explosions. And Larry Silverstein, Jewish owner of the World Trade Center, just so happened to have a doctor's appointment that morning. 4. 5 Israelis were seen filming the explosions on a roof in nearby New Jersey and visibly celebrating, having set up their cameras before the first plane hit. Soon after their arrest, and in spite of the evidence against them, they were released and the case dropped by the then head of the U.S. Department of Justice Criminal Division and soon to be Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Talmudic Jew and Israeli dual citizen, Michael Chertoff. 5. The 9/11 Commission was stacked with pro-Israel appointees, with the Jewish executive director, Philip Zelikow, ensuring that nothing deflecting attention from Osama bin Laden and his supposed 19 Arab accomplices would make the final report. My friends, what we have here is the obvious guilt of the Mossad and the complicity of its Judaic agents in America of the 9/11 tragedy. All that is missing, as Dr. Sabrowski so eloquently points out, is a public confession.